Breathe In, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. The stone is freezing under his knees. The cold seeps up from the floor and into his bones. Bhikkhu dies, a voice tells him. Jialun looks up slowly, meeting Sun Wei's eyes across the floor. I'm sorry, Jialun wants to say, but there are no words and he can only hope that Sun Wei can read all the things Jialun can't tell him in his eyes. Sun Wei smiles at him, his expression sad. He nods ever so slightly. Sun Wei, the words fall from Jialun's numb lips, turning his insides to eyes. The man next to Sun Wei aims the dark energy gun. He pulls the trigger. The world shatters. Jialun is kneeling on the cold floor. Bhikkhu dies, someone says, and Jialun looks up to meet Sun Wei's eyes. Sun Wei smiles, breaking Jialun's heart. Sun Wei, he whispers. Everything breaks apart. Jialun is kneeling. Bhikkhu dies, he's ordered. Sun Wei, he answers. Bhikkhu dies. Sun Wei. Sun Wei. Jialun screams and opens his eyes. The world is a riot of colors swirling about him in an endless dance that makes him dizzy if he tries to look at it. The world is nothing but the darkness writhing around him, wanting to devour him. I can't, he sobs, the words wrenched out of him. Please, not again, he begs. I can't, I can't, I can't. There's no one there to hear him. The void swallows him. The stone is cold beneath his knees. Jialun screams. The world shatters. There's nothing around Jialun. His body shakes with his crying. This isn't real, he says between hitched sobs, trying to make himself believe it. He's kneeling on the floor. Someone orders him to choose. He can't stop Sun Wei's name falling from his mouth. He can't stop, can't stop, can't. Someone kicks Jialun in the stomach. He curls around himself instinctively, gasping for breath. He blinks his eyes, but it doesn't help him see much. There are no more kicks, and he unfurls a bit, pressing a hand to his wet cheek. It hadn't been real. It hadn't. Someone pulls at the chain attached to the metal collar around his neck. Jialun grabs at the collar, stumbling to his feet. He remembers this. He remembers it over and over and over. They take him out of the dungeon. They make him kneel in front of someone. Why can't he remember who it is? And then they tell him to choose. He always picks Sun Wei. He can't remember who he's supposed to choose between. Just that he always picks Sun Wei. No, 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 no. It can't be real. Whoever is holding the chain yanks viciously at it, and Jialun stumbles forward. Maybe this isn't real. They make him walk out into the main hall, and then make him kneel on the floor. Bhikkhu dies. The regent tells him with a grin. The guards shove Sun Wei and Yitzhun to the floor, shackles around their wrists and ankles, the same chained collar around their necks as Jialun has around his. One of the guards stands behind them holding on to the dark energy gun. No, this isn't right, Jialun thinks. Why does he pick Sun Wei? He would never... Jialun remembers. He remembers Sun Wei telling him that he doesn't want his DV gone. When had that happened? I don't want to lose him, Jialun. Please. Sun Wei's voice echoes through his head. But no, Jialun still wouldn't, no matter what Sun Wei wants. Jialun looks at Sun Wei across the floor. I'm sorry, Jialun wants to say, but there are no words, and he can only hope that Sun Wei can read all the things Zhaoyunnan can't tell him in his eyes. Zhaoyunnan looks up at the regent. It's not him. He knows that now. He drags out his most insouciant grin. Me, he says, his voice steady. No, Sun Wei yells. I'm sorry, Sun Wei, he thinks. The world burns. Zhaoyunnan opens his eyes, or maybe he doesn't. He's not quite sure. There's nothing around him regardless. He feels flames licking against his arms and legs, feels his soul burning from the inside. He swallows the screams, or maybe he doesn't. He's not sure he even has a throat. The pain is nothing compared to the pain of watching Sun Wei die, over and over and over. He wouldn't... He hadn't. Why did you do that? Zhaoyunnan asks. Or maybe he just thinks it. He isn't sure that there's anyone to ask the question from. But someone, something, had done that to him. Them? Had that really been Sun Wei and Ye Zun? They were dead too. He remembers both of them dying. He remembers dying. His head suddenly feels like it's going to burst from the inside. He presses his hands against the sides of his head. If he has either of those things to do anything with. Sacrifice, he thinks. Choice. But those aren't his thoughts. He knows his own thoughts. He does. That doesn't make sense, Zhaoyunnan grits out between clenched teeth. I wouldn't. Not him. Never him. Then why didn't you pick me? A voice asks. And Zhaoyunnan is almost sure it is a voice, sounding bewildered and lost. Zhaoyunnan looks up. From where, he doesn't know. He frowns. It feels like he's trying to catch his memories through a thick fog and they keep slipping through his fingers. Then he almost catches one, holds on to it for a split second. Nightmares and... Ye Zun. The whisper slips out of his mouth, and he isn't quite sure why. Zhaoyunnan opens his eyes. His cheek is pressed against the cold stone floor and he pushes himself up. He looks at the familiar face staring at him, a strand of long silver-grey hair falling into it. Not Sun Wei, he remembers. No, Sun Wei is dead. He remembers Ye Zun driving the stake of ice into his chest. I didn't make them. Not me, not me, not me, not me, not me. Some distant part of his brain gibbers. It doesn't change how much it hurts. Why? Zhaoyunnan rasps. Those had all been nightmares, he reminds himself. Just Ye Zun getting his fun from making Zhaoyunnan feel as wretched as possible. Ye Zun stares at him with wide eyes. And fuck, but that hurts. Zhaoyunnan forces himself not to look away. You should have picked me, Ye Zun says quietly, and Zhaoyunnan recognizes that bewildered tone. You said you wanted me to die. Ye Zun yells out suddenly, accusing and angry. I do, Zhaoyunnan snarls back, because it doesn't matter now. But Sun Wei asked. No, he thinks. It wasn't Sun Wei. Can't have been Sun Wei. Sun Wei is gone. It had only been a part of the nightmare, hadn't it? Maybe if he's quick enough, he can reach over and wrap his fingers around Ye Zun's throat. He asked you what? Ye Zun demands, like he doesn't know. Ye Zun's eyes are burning as he stares at Zhaoyunnan. Like you don't know, Zhaoyunnan says, biting his teeth together so hard that it hurts. Ye Zun snatches him by the collar, dragging him up close, and there's nothing at all Zhaoyunnan can do to stop him. He grabs Ye Zun's wrists anyway, but it makes no difference at all. Tell me what Gurgur said, Ye Zun demands, his voice low and angry. He's not nearly as scary as Shunwei when he does that, Jiaolan thinks. Fuck you, Jiaolan thinks as hard as he can. But Jiaolan can't die now. Not yet. That he doesn't want to lose you, he snarls into Yitzhun's face. Jiaolan doesn't expect the way that Yitzhun's angry expression just crumbles. Now? Yitzhun asks, his eyes huge and wet. Jiaolan hates that that look makes his heart ache, even if it is Yitzhun. When you were dreaming, Yitzhun shakes him sharply. Yes, Jiaolan spits into his face. Oh, Yitzhun says, and falls down to the floor like his legs give out under him, dragging Jiaolan down with him. Really? He asks, and his round eyes make him look so very, very young. Yes, Jiaolan says slowly, trying to pry himself loose from Yitzhun's grip. He's half draped over Yitzhun like this, and he just wants to get away. He's starting to feel like maybe he doesn't quite know what's going on here. Would you? Yitzhun asks, looking at Jiaolan expectantly. Is that supposed to be enough to actually tell Jiaolan what he wants to know? He stares back at Yitzhun. Yitzhun makes a frustrated noise and Jiaolan smirks. Yitzhun frees one hand, but one is more than enough to still keep Jiaolan held in place against him. He gestures with his one hand, and Jiaolan follows the movement from the corner of his eye. It doesn't exactly make anything clearer. Keep me around, for Gerga, Yitzhun snarls. He's definitely not happy about having to say that out loud. For a moment, Jiaolan can just blink. That wasn't what he expected at all. And then there's a sudden well of blinding rage. Isn't it a bit too late for that? He yells the question into Yitzhun's face. Gerga is dying, not dead, you idiot human, Yitzhun yells back. Everything goes very still and quiet. Tears are falling down Jiaolan's cheeks. Yes, he barely whispers. Of course, he says without any hesitation. For a moment, Yitzhun seems set for more yelling, and then he just deflates. Good, he says. He lets go of Jiaolan and breathes out. The end.